WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, Brain Warriors. Welcome back to Brain Gains, your daily dose of mental fitness with yours truly, Rachel Cotter. Today, we're diving into a practice that's like a warm hug for your mind. Loving kindness meditation. Now, before you wrinkle your nose and think, oh, too zen, trust me on this one. We're not talking about chanting mantras or sitting cross-legged in lotus position all day, though if that works for you, go for it. This is about weaving a little compassion into your everyday life, which can seriously level up your stress and anxiety game. Ever feel like your mind's a hamster wheel of worries? You know that feeling when every thought seems to be spiraling into what-if territory? Loving-kindness meditation can help put the brakes on that mental roller coaster. So, how does it work? Imagine sending waves of kindness and compassion, not just towards yourself, but also towards others. It's like mental sunshine, radiating positivity in all directions. Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started. 1. Start with yourself. Loving kindness isn't about ignoring your own needs, it's about acknowledging them and treating yourself with the same care and understanding you'd offer a friend. Imagine whispering kind words to yourself, like may I be happy, may I be well, or may I live with ease. It sounds simple, but those little affirmations can have a profound impact on your self-image and inner peace. 2. Expand your circle. Once you've got that self-love thing down pat, it's time to extend the warmth outwards. Think of someone you genuinely care about, a loved one, a friend, even a furry companion. Send them good vibes. Imagine them feeling happy, healthy, and at peace. You can say things like may they be free from suffering or may they experience joy. Remember, it's not about being delusional, it's about cultivating a genuine sense of well-being for others. 3. Neutralize the negativity. Now here's where things get really cool. We all have those people who push our buttons right. The ones who seem to bring out our inner grumpy cat. Loving kindness challenges us to approach these folks with compassion, even when it feels tough. Try sending them well wishes too. It might feel counterintuitive, but focusing on their happiness can actually help diffuse your own frustration and create a more peaceful inner environment. 4. Embrace imperfection. Don't beat yourself up if you find your mind wandering during meditation. It's normal. Just gently guide your attention back to the object of your loving kindness. Think of it like training a puppy. Patience and consistency are key. 5. Make it a habit. Just like brushing your teeth, consistency is key. Even 5 minutes a day can make a huge difference in how you feel. Try incorporating loving-kindness meditation into your morning routine or before bed to cultivate a sense of calm and tranquility. Let's be real, life throws curveballs. There are days when stress feels like an unwelcome house guest who overstays their welcome. But imagine this. You're walking down the street, feeling that familiar tightness in your chest, maybe traffic is a mess or you just had a tough conversation. Suddenly, you remember your loving-kindness meditation practice. You take a deep breath and visualize sending kindness to yourself, wishing for ease and serenity. And wouldn't you know it? That tightness starts to loosen. Your perspective shifts and you feel a little bit lighter. That's the power of loving-kindness. It's like having an internal superpower that can help you navigate even the most stressful situations with grace and resilience. So remember, Brain Warriors, kindness is your secret weapon. You've got this. Go forth and spread the love one mindful moment at a time. And if you find yourself feeling overwhelmed, come back to these simple practices. They're like mental lifelines, always there to help you reconnect with your inner peace. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who needs a little dose of kindness, maybe even tag us on social media and let us know how your loving kindness practice is going. Until next time, keep those minds sharp and hearts open. You rock.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.